Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out, as always, to our producer, Jacob. Hey, Jacob, how are you doing today?
Doing so well. How are you today, Erica?
I'm doing good. As you can see, I'm a bit pink. I had a little too much vitamin D therapy yesterday, but I enjoyed myself and was very happy with the day.
Good.
And speaking of happy, right, what does that term mean, happy? Typically, it's associated with mental or emotional states. The term includes positive or pleasant emotions, joy, contentment, flourishing, satisfaction, you know, essentially an active state of well-being. So, Jacob, a question for you, as you know, I love to put you on the spot. Are you happy?
Yes, I would say I am. You know, we've had a lot of conversations about perspective and all that, but I really think that I'm content. I'm not sure if that fits your definition of happy, but that's how I would describe it.
I think that is, you know, that is a part of happiness. So how about you, listeners? Are you happy? Are you one of those people who have everything they need? And I don't just mean want, but need, but you still can't seem to find happiness and fulfillment in your life. Well, you are in luck today. My guest, Teresa Greco, is joining us to speak about her top five principles and practices that lead to true inner happiness, because it isn't found in our external environment or someone else or some object, but it's within ourselves instead. So let me tell you a little bit about Teresa. Teresa Greco is a happiness coach, and you heard that right, and we'll get into more about that. She is the radio host of the Steps to Happiness show. She is a co-author and author of three self-help books, editor and senior writer at two Canadian magazines, a motivational speaker, educator, educational technologies consultant, and Reiki master. She is a founder of a personal development company that mentors others about embracing, honoring, loving, and celebrating their true authentic self and achieving their own personal happiness and fulfillment. Very much what we've talked about on many different episodes of Get Rooted Radio. And I just want to really thank you, Teresa, for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
So tell listeners how you started in this line of work. You know, how did you become a happiness coach? Even what is a happiness coach?
So basically, I was at a low point in my life that started my whole happiness journey, that it was really approaching 40. That was this turning point. Some people might call it a midlife crisis. It wasn't a crisis per se, but it was an opportunity for me to start asking some very important questions of my life. So at that point, as approaching 40, my life checked off all the check boxes that society, culture, religion, family tell you that you should achieve to be happy. And so I have beautiful, healthy family, check. Very fulfilling career, check. Lots of beautiful material things, check. Cars in the driveway, our own home. So how is it that I've achieved all the things that, like I said, society, culture, family, and religion tell you that you should have to be happy, yet I reached, like, you know, close to that halfway point of my life, and I was not feeling happy and not fulfilled. And I was on this like constant like hamster wheel of maybe I need to be more so I could do more for others. So maybe if I go back to school and get more titles and more degrees and more certificates so that I can learn more, be more, so that that would allow me to serve others more. And so there was always this like feeling that there's this void, that there's something missing, and that if I just do more and be more, that I will fill this void. But I've realized now that it didn't matter how much I would have continued to strive outside of myself to fulfill this, to fill this void that was inside of me, this feeling like something was missing, this feeling like that I'm still not happy with my life, that it didn't make sense. Like if on the outside, my life looked perfect. So how is it that I was unhappy? And in the sharing of my story, there are many people that are saying the same thing, that here in, you know, the US and Canada, we have many beautiful things in our lives, that, but then yet many people are unhappy, and that happiness is on people's, you know, list of goals. Well, I just want to be happy. Well, really, happiness is our essential nature. It's who we really are. And it's a matter of tapping into the happiness that exists within us, that is where that fulfillment is going to come from. So some of the questions I asked, that it all starts with awareness, that as soon as we become aware of like our present condition, our present like thinking about things, our situation, whatnot, that at that point we can start to make changes. So the questions that I was asking was, am I happy living the life I am living? Can I imagine living the same life for the next 40 years? Am I living my life's true purpose and full potential? And so in the asking of those questions is where then I started to go deep. And I started to practice all of the principles and practices that I now coach, write, and speak about. This is now like 8-10 years from when I started asking those questions. And that over the course of all of these 10 years that I've adopted and tried many of the practices and principles that, like I said, I now coach and write about, that have helped me to get to a place of happiness and fulfillment in my life. And now I just want to, it's like part of my mission is to help people to do the same. Now, when we understand that happiness is our essential nature, it is who we really are. Like we are love, we are light, we are happiness, we are peace, we are joy, we are harmony, we are all of those things. When we are born into this world, we are those things. But life and us making our way through the world takes us away from our essential nature. And it has us feeling other emotions. It has us feeling fear and worry, especially during time like this, right? Doubt, anger, frustration, envy, like lots of negative feeling emotions. And so when we know that happiness is within us, then all we need to do is return to our essential nature. So it's really that it's returning to who we really are and finding the way that you can do that. And it is different for everybody, right? It's not, it isn't like necessarily like one way works better than another, because what we're all unique and different, and where we find that sense of happiness within us depends on the activity, depends on lots of different things. But when we know that it exists within us, then we don't have to strive outside of ourselves looking for it. This is the key thing in that, even in the introduction that you said, that I came to realize that happiness is not in our possessions, in our positions, in our titles, in our degrees, in our relationships, that I would have continued to seek outside of myself my entire life, trying to fill this void, try to feel happy, and I would never have found it because it doesn't exist outside of ourselves. And that it's only until we tap into our essential nature, or to tap into like what I like to call our inner magic, that when we tap into that is where we'll find our true happiness. Then what happens is that it's unwavering, and it doesn't matter what happens outside of ourselves, that even like in a pandemic, you know, that's happening right now, that even when outside is not ideal, and really we can't change anything outside of ourselves. We can only change ourselves, is that you're not like at the mercy of what's happening outside of you, that you can always choose to be happy or to take action to return back to the happiness that's within you.
And I think that's important when you said it's, you know, starts with that self-awareness. What makes that? And we're going to get into that. We're going to go over the 5 steps that will lead to true inner happiness. And we're going to go over that over the next few segments. But before we go, we're going to get into the first two of the 5 steps during the next segment. But before we go, Teresa, tell folks, how can they reach you?
Well, you can reach me directly through my website, which is at teresagreco.ca, and that's Teresa with no H, teresagreco.ca. I'm also on social media. So on Instagram, it's teresagreco_steps-to-happiness. I'm also on Facebook, also Teresa Greco, or my happiness page is Steps to True Happiness with Teresa Greco. So, or by email as well, steps2truehappiness@gmail.com.
Awesome. So you're listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ascending with the Octurians with Vivian Chouvette. Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio every second and fourth Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We are shifting from this third dimensional plane of reality to higher octaves of life. Let us reclaim our sovereignty as a united family of light and manifest the planetary ascension, our return to Prime Creator. For information on our services and to connect with Vivian, visit infinitehealingfromthestars.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you living life, or is life living you? Tap into the divine love, healing, and wisdom already in you with T Lotus on LLL, the Live Love Lotus Show, every first and third Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about how to consciously create your most incredible life, join the Sacred Path online community. It's free. Visit thesacredpath11.com to join. That's thesacredpath11.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. I'd like to welcome back my guest, Teresa Greco, happiness coach. Thanks again for joining us today, Teresa.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about steps 1 and 2 that lead to true inner happiness. And those steps are meditation and self-love. Let's start off with meditation. How does that lead?
So I really feel that meditation is that gateway practice that allows you to tap into your inner magic. That I feel that we don't nurture the spiritual side to ourselves, that we tend to our physical, to our mental, to our emotional, but then the spiritual part of ourselves has been neglected. And I think that now we are, really on a global scale going through a spiritual awakening where people are asking that question, that is there more to life than just this? Is this really, and that was one of the questions I asked too, is there more to life than just this? And so asking that question and going inward then allows us to discover that a part of ourselves, like I said, that we haven't been nurturing, that we've been neglecting, but there's huge power in our spiritual selves. And meditation allows us to tap into that and to become familiar with that aspect of ourself that we haven't been tapping into, and the amount of like creativity and power that exists within there to really create our best life from that. And it's also within myself that I was able to find my true authentic self. So what I had realized is that I was living my life according to external expectations, in me trying to be the perfect mom, perfect wife, perfect daughter-in-law, friend, sister, employee, always striving outside to meet external expectations for who other people thought I should be and what other people thought I should be doing, that I had reached a point that I had lost myself in the living of my life, that I didn't know who I was. And it wasn't until I went inward did I discover my true authentic self, like who I really am. And it's now from that place that I make my way through the world, that I'm always checking with like inside of myself to say, is this resonating with me? Does this make sense? Does this feel good to who I really am? And then I know that at what I'm participating is always coming from that place. So for meditation now, which I think is fantastic, has become such a buzzword, right? There's so many apps and gurus and coaches and videos on YouTube, like tons and tons. When I started with meditation 8 years ago, it was still considered woo-woo. So, and I didn't even know where to get started, that I had been praying my whole life, that I grew up Catholic and I had been praying to God. And even up to that point that I was like, God, I don't understand. How is it that you blessed me with so many beautiful things? And yet I feel unhappy. Like there was so much guilt there, so much shame, and that I suffered in silence, not talking to anybody for a long time because it, like I said, for fear of judgment and rejection, I didn't talk to anybody about it. And so I went to a medium and I said, I am trying to have these questions answered. I don't know what to do. I'm trying to hear from spirit. And so she said, well, they're telling me that you need to meditate. And I'm like, okay, I know how to pray, but I don't know what meditate means. And so, but luckily for me, there was a meditation center across from my house. And so I called them on the phone. Sorry, not from my house, across from the church actually that I attended, which I thought was kind of ironic, but I called them and I said, spirit is telling me to meditate. I don't know what to do. And this is like one of the even strategies that I recommend, that if you're also not sure how to get started with meditation, or it hasn't been working for you, that's also a comment that I get, that people are like, I've tried to meditate, I just can't get into it, doesn't seem to be working. Going to a meditation center and attending a meditation circle can maybe help to go through some of those steps that maybe you're maybe not following or integrating. I also think that being in a circle, there's an energy that happens with like all the bodies that are in there that helps you to get into that space. And so basically they said, if you want to come, we'll help you to get started. And I did. And they will tell you that I cried for an entire year because the moment I tapped in to who I was on the inside is when I recognized the life that I had been living on the outside, which wasn't my authentic self, that I had been striving outside myself for fulfillment and for status and for love and for acceptance and for respect and honor and all of these different things that I believe we're conditioned to think it's all outside of us, but it's not. It's all within us. And so through meditation, I was able to recognize some of the, well, the second element that we're going to talk about, which is self-love. And that immediately when I found the amount of unconditional love that exists, that was inside of me, that I hadn't been tapping into because I was seeking outside of myself for love my whole life, seeking it from my parents, seeking it from my spouse, from my children, from my friends, looking outside myself for love. And all I needed to do was go inside of myself to find it. And then the love that you receive outside is just anything on outside then becomes the like the whipped cream or the icing or the cherry on top, because you're already whole and perfect inside of yourself. You encompass everything that you are and that you could ever want and could ever need is inside of you. And then when these blessings are in your life from the outside, it just enriches your life to like another level. And so when I went inside, like I said, this amount of unconditional love that was inside of me, like from my own spirit, my own soul, as well as from the divine or from source or from an infinite potential or, you know, whatever you really want to call it, right? The word doesn't matter. Like if God, it doesn't really matter what you call it. It's just this understanding that there's more to life and that there is the spiritual aspect to ourselves that we haven't been tapping into. And then that awoke me to how I had been treating myself, that I hadn't been loving, honoring, and respecting myself in so many different ways, that over the course of my life, I had adopted all this negative self-talk about myself from the bullying and the negative comments that I heard about myself my whole life from people that you regard, that as young children, we are like sponges and we just take in all this information from elders who we are taught to respect, from our teachers, our doctors, or my like family friends of ours that, and my colleagues at work and just other like kids at school. And it was negative things like, you're not pretty enough, you're not smart enough, you're not athletic enough, you're not, you're to this, you're to that. So you take in all of this messaging, and then it came to a point that all of what I had been told became what I said to myself, that every time I looked in the mirror, it was like, Teresa, like I said, you're not pretty enough. You're not skinny enough. You need to work out more. You need to change your diet. You need to go to school. You need to do this job experience. You need to just, like I said, be more and do more than I was already doing, not recognizing that I was whole and perfect, that I was enough. Just as I am, and that I was worthy just by being who I was, that I didn't need to do more and be more and try to like and seek that validation and acceptance from other people to feel like that I was enough and worthy. And so when I found the love that was inside of me, then I was able to change the ways that I wasn't loving myself. And as soon as I did that I started to honor and respect myself, then I noticed that my external environment reflected the internal one. So all of the relationships that I had that were problematic to me, both professionally and personally, all really like magically, that's why I'm like, I call it that inner magic, is like magically all healed themselves when I healed within me. And when I say healed in the sense that I'm already whole and perfect. So I'm not that I was broken, but I felt disconnected. and broken. I really was disconnected from my true self. And that's why something felt like something was missing. That's why I wasn't feeling the happiness. I wasn't feeling the fulfillment. I wasn't feeling the peace. I wasn't feeling the harmony, all of those things, because I was disconnected. And so when we connect back and we awaken to who we are, or to remember who we really are, then, like I said, the external just starts to mirror that. And so my relationships all healed themselves too, that when I became, that's why that quote by Gandhi for me is like really one of my most favorite quotes, which is, be the change that you wish to see in the world, that it's be the change, that when you embody the change, then you see it automatically reflected in our external environment. And so, like I said, I just noticed that so many things outside of myself were starting to fall into place when I started to work on myself, and I started to correct some of the ways that I wasn't loving, honoring, and respecting myself. One of the strategies I used for that was positive affirmations. That was really so helpful for me to start to change the negative self-talk to positive self-talk, to rewrite the words that I was saying to myself that were not serving me, that were breaking me down. Really, I was my worst enemy instead of my greatest cheerleader. And so that was one of the strategies. Mirror work was another strategy that I used to be able to look at myself in the mirror and to tell myself that I loved myself and that I loved everything about me. And I couldn't do that at first. I couldn't look at myself and say that I loved everything about me. I couldn't. Yeah. But over time, with repetition, and now we know how we can reprogram the brain through repetition, that I was able to change a lot of that negativity.
And that's great. And that's why, like, steps one and two, they kind of coincide with each other. That's the meditation to get us to the point where we can start really being that truly self-aware, to give ourselves that self-love. And that's why they say you need to love yourself first, because you're going to be with yourself the longest. You're with you forever. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we discuss steps three and four towards true inner happiness, but before we go, Teresa, tell folks how they can reach you.
You can reach me through my website, teresagreco.ca. You can also reach me through Instagram, which is at @TeresaGreco_steps to happiness. You can reach me through Facebook, which is Steps to True Happiness with Teresa Greco. You can also reach me by email, steps2truehappiness@gmail.com.
Great. Thank you, Teresa. Now, you are also giving away a copy of a book you co-authored. How can folks qualify for this book?
So if you go to my Instagram page, you will be able to see a post there. The book is called The Decision to Heal: Pathways from Suffering to Love. And it is really the story of six authors, five of whom are coaches, that we basically were very, very vulnerable in putting out our personal stories of hardship and challenge and all of the different strategies that we use to get ourselves to a much better place. And it covers issues to do with PTSD and autism and bullying and suicide, personal insecurities. It really does cover a gamut of issues that were really worked through and healed.
Good. Well, thank you so much. So let's take a quick break and we'll come back. We'll get into steps three and four. I don't know how to count today. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
Can't get enough of iVSoul Radio?
Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you trying to lose weight, but feel guilty for eating your favorite foods? Feeling deprived and resentful makes for results that aren't sustainable. Join Adrienne Craig every second and fourth Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for her show, Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Learn to love the journey and watch yourself succeed. For more information about Adrienne or to work with her personally, visit LifeCanyon.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
On Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, loving it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back to my guest, Teresa Greco, happiness coach. Thanks so much for joining us today, Teresa.
Thank you for having me on.
So we're going to talk about steps 3 and 4 that lead to true inner happiness. And those steps are the being in the now and having an attitude of gratitude. So tell us a little bit about how those steps can compound the first two steps of meditation and self-love to get us towards that true inner happiness.
So being in the now really ties into just being more mindful. So there's a couple aspects to the being in the now. It's really about just living in the present moment, being very conscious of what's happening to you in the present moment. So most of the time we are functioning out of the subconscious mind, which is really 98%. 2% if we are living out of the conscious mind. So most of the time we are living out of habit, that we are on autopilot and our body's being taken care of, right? By you know, it's breathing, it's digesting its food, it's moving. We don't think about these things. Then there's so many actions that we do during the day. We also don't think about them because we've been doing it our whole lives. And for example, we wake up, we follow the same routine, we get to work. We're like, how did I even get there? We come home. and like I said, the 98% is all of that. We have 2% of the time then to tap into our conscious mind to be present in what's happening now. And our joy happens in the now. That's where our joy is, in this present moment. So if we can attune all of our senses to be present to what's happening right now in front of us, it's there that we'll find our joy. So our joy is not in the past and it's not in the future, which is where we tend to spend a lot of our time, is in the past and the future. And because 98% is lived out of the subconscious mind, a lot of the time that is the past. It's what we've been doing our whole life. It's our default. It's what we root to all the time. And if our default is negative, if our default has all of our regrets and our mistakes and our trauma, and if that is where we're living most of the time, then our present moment is always is always robbed from us because we're always living in the past, or we're focusing and we're future tripping on what we have to do later, what we're doing next week, what our money is needs to do for us in the future. So we're either like in either or. Yeah. Many of us feel depressed because we're living in the past, or we're feeling very anxious, which is you living in the future. So recognizing the negative emotions that are, that you feel, that if you're living in the past, you're feeling that, or if you're feeling anxious, you're living in the future, that's not where happiness is. Happiness is present here. So that means that we do things mindfully when we are in the now. So we are, if we're in the presence of people or somebody, we are giving them like our full attention instead of, you know, checking our phone and looking at the computer and or looking at the TV or reading a book or whatnot. No, we're completely focused and taking and benefiting and enjoying what's happening in front of us. If we're eating, we're eating mindfully. So we are paying attention to the food that's in front of us. We are taking in the smells that might be in the room. We are taking in the smells from our food. We are really like, you know, sensing the texture inside of our mouths and the taste that we're savoring. And so it's being present there instead of being on our phone. And then you reach the end of your meal, you don't even know what you've done, like what you've eaten, or if you've even enjoyed it for that matter. Or if you're outside and then you're being present to where you are in nature, and you're like looking at the colors around you or the breeze that you're feeling on your skin. So it is really like being sensitive and attuned and cognizant of everything that you're taking in with your senses. Now, if that feels overwhelming, then we can just close our eyes and then start to just focus on what are we hearing in this present moment, like the birds or the traffic, or, you know, what am I feeling in my body? Am I feeling tense? Am I feeling stressed? Am I feeling sore in any places? And so just focusing on that one thing that's happening right now. And then, like I said, that's where joy and happiness resides, because you're not in either the past or the future. You're being completely present to the beauty and the present. That's why we call the present a present, right? That it is such a gift, but many of us are not taking full, full advantage of what that present moment is offering you. And so being mindful of that really allows for that.
Many people, they live in that, right? They live, when I lose weight, when I lose that 5 pounds, I'll be happy. When my finances are in order, I'll be happy. Mm-hmm. As opposed to taking advantage of the present time. And I think that is so important. And it's like you said, everything happens in that time. You can't change it when it's already done, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't predict the future all the time. So if we can just be present in the moment, be mindful of all the actions that we're doing, it will bring that much more joy. And you won't have that regret of, I wish I was just off my phone. I wish I would have listened to this conversation more, engaged more, because, you know, rather live with the present time than live with regret.
The other thing too is that, especially during times like this, when we're not able to participate in other activities that might have offered a bit of like diversity in our day, and that if we can go through our day being really present and mindful of what we're doing, that even though we might have, you know, it's the same job that we go to every day, or it's the same kind of routine, but to be present in that routine and really being mindful of it, you actually experience more joy in the doing of the mundane. So I challenge people or invite people to try to just be more aware of what you're doing, even though it might be something that you've been doing, but just to be like really present. And then showing, this is that leads me into talking about the other is having an attitude of gratitude. And so it is so important for us to be gracious and thankful for all of the things that, like all of the little things. So even as you're making your way through that maybe kind of monotony of your day, is being appreciative of all of the blessings that you have that are there in front of you in that mundane. So like in the doing the laundry, for example, that I'm so grateful for the clothes that we have and the machine that I have that's going to wash my clothes, instead of just being like, oh, I've got the laundry to do, I've got the vacuum to do, I've got my bills to pay, I've got, like, where we're so apt to critique and to feel negative about all of the things that we have, instead of being really present to them and looking at them from a different perspective of one that we're so lucky. So yes, I have to clean my home, but I have a home to clean. And I have a vacuum cleaner that's going to help me to do that. Like, I'm so thankful. And I have electricity that's going to power these technologies that I have that make my life easier. And I have clean running water in my home that I don't have to like boil, or I don't have to go and get. And so there's so many amazing, and they're not really little things, but we could look at them as little things that are going right in our day. And if we draw our attention to that, then that research shows happiness and gratefulness are directly correlated, that the more grateful you are, the happier you feel. And so, and it's not the other way around. It's not that happy people are grateful.
Right.
Which is what a friend of mine said. He's like, I just thought it was these people who have these great, amazing lives, and they're going on vacations and they're doing like this beautiful, grandiose things, and therefore they're so grateful. Like, obviously, right? It's like, no, it's actually the gratefulness happens first, and then the happiness just automatically extends from that. So I start my day, like my gratitude practice is the moment I wake up in the morning that I have another day to live, and I'm able to open my eyes and see with my eyes, like to see my children's faces every day and to see the beauty around me, like that's in nature or in my home. That I mean, there's a woman that I featured on my own radio show who Boxing Day morning, she woke up and she couldn't see. And she just celebrated Christmas with her two young children. They were 2 and 4. Boxing Day, she wakes up, she can't see. And so then she went to the hospital, and then she ended up having, you know, a diagnosis that she's still, but I mean, she can see now and she's okay. But it can be that, like in like a flip, all of a sudden, some of the things that we take for granted are all of a sudden like not there, right? That I have the ability to make my way into the washroom and I can start my routine, that I have the ability to do that. My legs, you know, my body are working for me to do that. So it's like all day long, I am constantly showing great gratitude for all these small blessings that accumulatively make you feel happy.
Right.
And happier for the life that you have.
And I think that's important when it's like being positive, right? It's not that everything is so great in your life that you're so naive to think that everything is ultimately rainbows and unicorns. It's having that it can be worse. Something horrible could happen, but I am thankful for where I am today. And I think sometimes people just forget that. I mean, and it's important to remember, we have so many things in our life to be grateful for, and you need to look for them. You need to acknowledge them. Don't take them for granted. And it's just like, you know, always say, I love you when you leave somebody, right? Because you don't know if they're going to be there tomorrow. You don't know if you're going to have a chance to hug them again or speak with them again or whatever might happen. So I know you mentioned your podcast. So what is the name of your podcast, and how can people listen to it?
So it's actually a weekly radio show that airs on a station here in Ontario that's called 105.9 The Region. So 105.9 The Region. And so if you go to their website, which is 105.9theregion.com, and you search under their shows, you will see the Steps to Happiness show with Teresa Greco. And it's there that you will find all of the live broadcast gets converted into a podcast, and then all of the back episodes are all there on the website.
Wonderful. So what we're going to do is we're going to just jump right into the final step. So the step number 5, tell us about it. What is that final step to getting that true inner happiness?
So the last one is following your bliss. And so what that means is really answering this question is, are you searching for happiness or are you following your joy? And so many of us are out there searching for happiness, but searching for happiness implies that it's outside of yourself and you are looking for where that next happy moment is going to be. It's going to happen in that vacation. It's going to happen when I get that designer purse. It's going to happen when I reach manager at work. It's going to happen when I meet that amazing person. That's what searching for happiness implies versus following your joy or following your bliss. And following your joy means that your joy is, you're tapped into the joy that's within you. You're tapped into your true essential nature. You're tapped into your happiness and you're allowing that to guide you through life. And you allow that to guide you towards where your happiness is going, where you're going to feel that outside of yourself. So following your bliss, part of it is knowing what those blissful activities are for you. That, you know, there's the story of, you know, the mom that's been home with her kids, you know, the 20, 30 years, and her whole life revolves around her kids and her kids' families and parents, etc. Then the kids leave and it's like, oh my God, you have all this free time to do anything you ever wanted. It was like, well, I don't know what I want to do because my life has revolved around my kids and my family, and I dedicated myself to them. And it's like, I don't even know what those blissful activities would be. Or those people that work like 60 to 80 hour weeks. And it's like, I don't even know, again, what those blissful activities are because I'm so busy working. So it's important for us to know what are those blissful activities? What are those things that we participate in that give us, it fills us with joy on the inside that's inexplicable when we do it. So it's like, for me, writing is one of those activities. Being out in nature is one of those activities, that just being out there and looking at, you know, the colors of the flowers and the sun and the animals that are like interacting with each other and playing, and the people that are walking their dog. And I'm just like, wow, wow, wow. I just feel better being out doing that. Exercising is one of those activities. Reading my books is one of those activities. So it's like making like a mental note of all of the things that make you feel good. It could be spending time with that friend, you know, having a coffee with them. It could be creating art, you know, painting or pottery, or you know, whatever, writing poetry, like whatever that is. But it's like making a mental note that when you're doing it, you feel good inside, right? And when we're feeling good, we are really tapped into our inspiration. And inspiration means that we're in spirit. And so when we're in spirit, we automatically are tapped into that inner magic that resides inside of ourselves that gives us this immense feeling of bliss and joy and peace and harmony and all those things that we just naturally are. So we have to make time in our day to practice those like self-love and self-care activities to allow us to feel that bliss inside of us. That if we're leaving no time in our schedule to do that, then we're always running on empty, right? And we know that if we're running on empty, that we're really not showing up as our best selves. And we're not really, even though we might be trying to be do good for others, we're really not doing the best that we could because we're coming from a place of not being full, right? It's that kind of cup being half empty idea, right? That how can you give from a cup that isn't full? And that when we are full on the inside, because we have been self practicing that self-care and self-love, then we know that it just naturally it comes out and other people can feel it. Our children feel it. Our coworkers feel it. Our family feels it. You know, maybe the organizations we're with, they feel it, because it's just like a natural extension of who we are. So it's important for us to know what those activities, especially during times like this, again, is making time to discover what are those activities that make you feel like that. The other thing is, if you're in a job that isn't fulfilling, that you go there and you're just like, well, if, you know, I have to do it because for whatever reasons, especially in those situations, we have to ensure that we're carving out time in our schedule to do the activities that do make us feel good, like the exercise, like the cooking, like the baking, like the hanging out with friends, like the Netflix, like the books, like the music, like the dancing. Like there's like, it's like on and on and on what those activities could be, and they're unique for everybody, but it's so important for us to say, I need that so that I can come from a place of being full. So therefore I can be my best self as I make my way into the world. And then I can be more for others. If that makes sense.
Absolutely does. And it's one of those where until you explore, right? So maybe you don't know, or maybe your tastes have changed. You need to explore. You need to go out there. And by doing these things, you are setting those boundaries for others. You're showing your significant other, your children, it's important to take care of me. It's important. And when they see that, they can respect that, and then they will do it, right? Then they'll do it and grow into it. And it's a good ripple effect as opposed to a negative ripple effect. And it's definitely worth going through those different steps to really truly find your inner happiness. So let's recap those real quick. So we have your top five, the top five steps that will lead you to the true inner happiness. So you have meditation, we have self-love, we have being in the now, having an attitude of gratitude, following your bliss.
Yes, that's all of them. And another way too is like tying back into the following your bliss is making your way by asking yourself, how do I feel about this? Not what do I think about this? Because we're conditioned to always say, what do you think about that? What do you think about that? Well, how about if we change it to say, how do I feel about that? And if that is, again, the default question is, how do I feel? Then that you're going to allow that to allow you to navigate and to follow that joy, as I mentioned, because your feeling, that gut instinct, your intuition, that inner magic knows what feels good. And so maybe this person that you're with doesn't really feel good. But if we say, well, what do I think about it? Well, we might say, it's okay, they're tired. It's okay, he's my boss. It's okay, it's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay to have, you know, people disrespect and honor you over and over and over again by rationalizing the situation. But if we say, how do I feel about it? Then we're going to avoid situations that don't feel good. We're going to be in situations or positions or opportunities that do. And so always feeling into is us tapping into that essential nature of ourselves and allowing it to guide us to the relationships that where we feel valued, in those jobs that we feel like valued and appreciated, because we can feel it versus always just thinking about it and rationalizing. Exactly.
Right.
So that's another important part too.
It is. And Teresa, thank you so much. Again, reach out to Teresa directly if you have any questions or want to get to know more about her podcast or her services that she offers. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to have you on today's episode, Teresa.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any part of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to GetRootedRadio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take time to think about what you need to do, then take action to make that answer a yes. One way to take action is to set up your free Empower Hour with me. 1 hour call, no charge, no obligations. Go to GetRootedRadio.com to find out how I can help you take action. Thank you so much again for tuning in. Have an amazing day, everybody. And I look forward to next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show. And tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.